Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 30th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, let's start the post-Thanksgiving podcast here with a toy and, shopping-related preach, VTech, which makes a number of electronic devices, among them some toys for kids, had a breach of its Learning Lodge App Store. This is a store that provides downloads for some of these VTech toys. As a part of this particular breach, about 200,000 different individuals who were minors, their information stolen. It included usernames and passwords, which were only MD5 hacked, but then also clear text password reset question answers and email addresses and birthday, so probably enough to have someone apply for credit in your child's name before it's even old enough to do so on its own. And yes, Hello Barbie has hit the store shelves now and apparently is quite popular this season. Remember, this was the version of Barbie that uses Wi-Fi networks to actually send what a child speaks to the doll off to the cloud and then offer some intelligent responses. At this point, I haven't really seen a sort of a thorough security evaluation of this toy yet. There is an interview with Matt Jakubowski from TrustWave on a Chicago news station where he says that he was able to extract some MP3 files and such off recordings from the doll. Now, it appeared to me that this required actually physical access to the doll. The MP3 files are apparently encrypted before they're being sent off to the cloud. But then again, really, I haven't seen a lot of work being done to really check whether or not this encryption is done correctly. We have seen a lot of problems with this in the past. In order to turn on the microphone, you have to press a button, so basically activate the doll. However, not 100% sure if this could be, for example, be overwritten with rogue firmware or how firmware is updated. All of these things have really not been investigated yet. If anybody has had a chance to look at that and has a write-up about this, please let me know. And if you are using Microsoft System Center Endpoint Protection or the Forefront Endpoint Protection, you have now a new option available to block what Microsoft calls potential unwanted applications or PUA. Now, what this really refers to are things like adware and the like that are not outright malicious. So they usually are not classified as malware by virus scanners and the like, but are still something that particularly enterprise networks you want to avoid, can cause a lot of problems, can lead to data being leaked, but often just to sluggish system performance and the like. Now, with this new opt-in feature in these Microsoft products, you have basically the ability to flag any applications like that and then also automatically remove it. You can set this with crew policies, of course, and with that pretty easily roll this out enterprise wide. If you're a software developer and you find that your software is getting caught unjustifiably by this new feature, Microsoft did set up a page where you can submit any files that you consider a false positive. An ongoing problem with devices has been the use of static keys, essentially where all devices made by a particular manufacturer contain the same secret key for SSH or HTTPS. Security company SecConsult now went out and actually got the firmware images for 4,000 different embedded devices from 70 different vendors. And what they found is that these devices share about 580 different unique private keys. Now, to their credit, they didn't go out and scan in it themselves. Instead, they used one of the existing scans, scans.io and census.io, which already does enumerate HTTPS and SSH certificates. And what they found is that 9% of all HTTPS servers connected to the internet are covered by these known private keys. And similar for SSH, it's 6% of the different hosts. Also found that it's not all the different 500 something keys that SecConsult found, but that really about 150 server certificates are shared by 3.2 million hosts, and 80 different SSH host keys are used by about a million different hosts. In addition, I have to say from my own experience that it's not always easy to update those certificates. In some cases, they're really hard-coded into the firmware, and there is really no easy facility to, for example, update these SSH keys or the HTTPS certificates. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.